This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring. Good job. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 14th day of April. It is time to venture into Noelle's world, and I think that what you are hearing right now has a lot to do with what's on her mind.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Noelle.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, you tell us. How are we doing?
Yeah.
You're running this show. You're the one in charge.
Well.
How are we doing so far?
We are doing great, but we want to take a moment, collective, but I definitely want to do it through my segment, to pay tribute to Rico Wade. We found out maybe 10 minutes before we got off the air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through the internet trying to corroborate. I couldn't corroborate, but I should have known that Twitter would know before anywhere else what was going on. But it's shocking. You know, my first thought was I was glad that he was able to experience the 50-year of hip-hop celebration we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the Benz when we spoke to Greg Street that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Before the Falcons game, because he was one of the people down there.
And part of the
fabric of this city.
The fabric, yeah, of, and part 100%. Of the foundation. Part of the foundation. I mean, there are a lot of people who've come since that time and who are now currently there who stand on the shoulders of a lot of folks. And he is a big part of the foundation. Well, I listened to some of the conversations that he had. I listened to one yesterday where he talked about, you know, New York. We're going to always honor New York as being the mother, the birthplace where everything originated as far as rap and hip hop. And then there's L.A., it's the East Coast and West Coast. But somewhere in there is Atlanta. We're like the byproduct of that.
And
we had it and did it our way. And he's one of the people, you know, who made it so.
Northside.
Yeah.
Like Northside, Bankhead, all those streets. And, you know, the names that sprung up during the 90s when everybody was coming here to record.
Yep, Edlin DeLow.
That's a famous cross intersection due to them and where they come from and in the music they make. I mean, I saw a video somebody posted, the Atlanta historian on Twitter posted yesterday. It was Rico Wade looking like the big cousin in a school gym. It had to be Tri-Cities Gym.
Yeah.
With a baby Big Boy and a baby Three Stacks and a baby Bobby Valentino. And you start to think about, you know, songs like Blackberry, like people don't even, I don't, a whole lot of people don't even remember Bobby Valentino was even in a music group before he became solo with Ludacris and all these other layers and Rico Wade and Organized Noise is in the background of all of it. I mean, even I played Waterfalls. I listened to Crazy Sexy Cool yesterday in tribute of Rico Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I skip Waterfalls because it's one of those songs, if you're from Atlanta and if you lived in the 90s, it's just one of those songs that just loom everywhere. It's huge. You know it as soon as you hear it. But because they were instrumental in that production, I went ahead and listened to it in the whole entirety of the album, and it made me remember how amazing that song really is. The horns and the bass and the message and even the way they put it together, they were just messing around with something, and then they came up with a melody, and then it was, oh, call Tion, because that's my personal friend. She was Tion before she was a T-Boz.
Yeah.
So call Tion and get her to come down here. I hear her voice on it. Okay, this sounds great. Let me call L.A. because I can't throw a song on TLC. They're not my group. I got to respect Dallas Austin. So let me call L.A. and tell them what we got. And it's their biggest hit to date. I mean, or Goody Mob, for example. It was his idea to go, hey, they were a bunch of individual rappers, really. And it was his idea to go, hey, let's put y'all together because this is already a model we've sold to LaFace. This is some easy I could repackage and sell back to them and get you guys on the map instead of trying to sell three or four individual rappers. Let's do that. Then y'all can branch out your own way. Yeah. And look where they all are. Look at Big Gip. Look at CeeLo. CeeLo just did the Hawks game like 2 weeks ago.
Yep. And CeeLo, like so many of them, a product of local school, product of Atlanta Public School. As a matter of fact, Andre Dickens, who is a graduate of Mays High School himself, wrote his thoughts down. One of the things that a product of Atlanta Public Schools, he led in the creation of a hip-hop sound that has spanned decades and genres. And without Rico Wade, the world may have never experienced the Dungeon Family, Outkast, Goody Mob, Killer Mike, Future, and so many more. And he left an indelible mark on the music and the culture around the world. And to say that, the South will always have something to say. That's Mayor Dickens. We appreciate that from him.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In Noel's world, back to you.
Mayor Dickens, the South will always have something to say. It's such a great note to end that on, not just because of that iconic moment there, but when you look at the moment as a whole, you have these two huge coasts in this huge physical, media-driven altercation, and then you got little old Atlanta carving their space.
Yeah.
And if you go deeper, like a lot of that East Coast, West Coast stuff, a lot of it comes to head in Atlanta, which should have been seen as a neutral ground. But if you look at it, we're in the background of a lot of that stuff going on.
And when you talk about that, let's talk about why everything converged here. What years are we talking about when it blew up here?
Oh, we're talking 95, 6,
well, in 90s,
seven.
Okay, we'd say 90s, right?
In the 90s.
What else was blowing up here in the 90s having to do with that world? Yeah, frequently going on.
Yeah.
On top of that, everybody, listen, you had a lot of folks leaving New York. Yeah. They had to come through Atlanta to get to wherever they were going to. Mm-hmm. So there was always this sort of footprint here of people sort of dancing around what's going on. And then it just became obvious this is the place that it should be, right?
Yeah.
And it became friendly. You also didn't have unions to deal with. So when you talk about the music industry, there's a lot of things that go into this blender. But listen, before we finish on this, you had a story that you want. Did you want to
convey that
one?
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have ever had an encounter with Rico Wade. Yeah, I had a chance to. Well,
how did you run into Rico Wade?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You know everybody.
No, I don't know everybody now, but I was invited to be a part of something when the Michael Vick Madden game came out. So this was like 04. And they wanted me to come out and play, sit down and play with a couple of artists for music. And they invited me and a couple of the media people to, I got a copy of the game to try to learn how to play it. I didn't learn to play very well. And this was on a Friday night after we had, you know, high school football, chased games all over town. And I said, you guys still want me to come over? Yeah, come on over. And this was a place that was like a hospitality place from the time of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. That was right across from where Stats is now.
On
Marietta Street, right? You know, now it's a parking deck there, but there's a place there. And so I get there, and it was sponsored by Heineken. Shout out to them. and they had shrimp in this place the size of your fist, man. And I walk in this place, you know, they got the music going, got a DJ going, you know, people are playing the Madden game. They said, well, you come with us. I said, okay. So they get me around, and they sit me on a couch and get me, you know, console just to practice and want to play. And I'm sitting on this couch playing Madden very badly with Rico Wade's on my right. And on my left is Jermaine Dupri. And on the other side of Jermaine Dupri is Janet Jackson. And I'm like, who don't fit on this couch?
Well, do you notice his voice went up when he said that?
Man, Janet Jackson, I didn't care. I mean, like, I didn't care about winning or losing. I wasn't losing that night at all. But Rico Wade was there, and we talked football. We talked some Falcons, and he had spent more time with the game. He was pretty good with it. Jermaine Dupri, not so much, but he didn't care. Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Did she say anything? Did, like, even she, hello, fellas,
just,
or something
just
like that?
Just hello, but she just sat there and watched
it.
In her
Janet Jackson voice.
That was about it. And you know what? And very little makeup, had on some jeans and a jacket. And
smiled a lot.
And just smiled a little bit and just sat there.
Big old dimples and
gold. It was a Friday night. It was this Friday night in Atlanta. Ain't she got somewhere else she ought to be? You know?
She got somewhere else to be. She need to be or where she wants to be.
If you Janet Jackson on Friday, you're going to sit and watch some dudes play bad Madden.
Well, she probably got what she wanted later. You taking me out to eat afterwards?
I guess, man. You know, but I'm not complaining about it. You know, it was okay, but you know.
Yeah, you had Janet Jackson sitting there watching you play Madden.
Thank you. You messed it up.
Say that out loud. Badly, yeah. But also.
Jermaine Dupri was on top of the world right then. You had Janet Jackson sitting there watching you play Madden.
Badly.
And which is what Sam said, she had nowhere else to be. Exactly.
Yeah, nowhere else
Jermaine
to be.
Dupri, you just didn't know.
You know, so yeah, we had a chance to.
That's a great story.
And Enrico Wade was there. So I had a chance to meet him and talk with him a little bit. A little music, but we talked a lot of football, talked some Falcons.
All right.
Yeah.
Noel, what else is on your mind?
That's about it in my world. You know, I just wanted to shout out to Rico Wade and all that he has given us musically in Atlanta. I know me and a bunch of other ATLians have chased our Atlanta dreams, and those started with listening to a lot of, you know, production and songs made by and orchestrated by Rico Wade. I mean, Rico Wade had them boys out there jogging around Southwest Atlanta, rapping, yeah, so they could have stamina to get on stage. I mean, that was all. He was producing and management. Like, he was doing it all, man. Shout out to Rico Wade. Like I said, Atlanta would not be the same without him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.